Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Today is Armistice Day, an international celebration of the ending of World War I, a conflict in which thousands of Irish people died. Dr. Brian Casey is an historian and archives manager at the Dublin Cemeteries Trust. Brian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Is it known how many Irish people fought in World War I?
Yes, we reckon there's around 200,000 Irish people fought in World War I. And we reckon around 35,000 of those died during the war.
Is that that's a fairly high proportion, isn't it?
Out of quite a high proportion. And I believe that maybe Serbia had a higher proportion of its population dying in the war as well. We have to remember that up to 40 million people across Europe died during 1914 to 1918 during World War One.
Yeah. And like it's called, was it always called Armistice Day, or the way it's kind of remembered, has that kind of varied over the years?
There's different names, I think, depending on the country. So in the United Kingdom, it's Armistice Day. They also have Remembrance Sunday. Remembrance Sunday came about in 1939, because if Armistice Day was on a Tuesday, that might stop production for the war effort during World War II.
Yeah.
So they moved it to the closest Sunday, to the 11th of September. So that's where you get Remembrance Sunday with the Cenotaph in London, for example. But many other countries have Armistice Day just as small commemorations or big commemorations, depending on what it is. Because the 11th of September was the day the armistice to end World War One was signed. So it was signed about 6:15 in the morning, and with the agreement that hostilities would end at 11 a.m. So that's where we get the phrase on the 11th, on the 11th hour, at the 11th day, the 11th month, the war ended. But there are those at the time that said hostilities continued until nightfall. So it wasn't really technically at the 11th hour, the 11th day.
Yeah, I imagine those days it was probably hard to communicate. You have to stop fighting there.
Exactly.
So staggered on for a
exactly.
while. And are there many former combatants buried in Glasnevin?
Well, across different wars, there are about 200 Commonwealth, what we call Commonwealth war graves, identified in Glasnevin Cemetery, of those that fought in different wars that died from various areas of the armed forces. But Glasnevin Cemetery has 1.5 million people in total buried there. It's been open since 1832 and it is still an active cemetery today.
Yeah, so that's a big figure. Because I'm wondering, in given the events at home during World War One, that to bury someone in Glasnevin and say they died in World War One fighting for the Empire, was that, I wonder, at all controversial at the time?
At the time, I think in general in Ireland, we see this changing attitude towards those who fought in World War One after 1916 Rising and the 1918 general election. So we see this kind of changing attitude. Maybe people were seeing them as a hero going over, and maybe different attitude coming back because of the changing attitudes towards empire in Ireland at this time. Ireland was trying to get home rule in 1914. By 1918, we saw a totally different country at that time, and a totally different world. The landscape of the world, politically, socially, culturally, had changed beyond recognition prior to the end of World War One. So we do see those changes happening. So yes, it maybe until relatively recently, people felt more confident to talk about the fact that maybe their ancestors were soldiers and died in World War One.
Yeah, because my sense is that's only really changed in maybe the last decade or so.
I think so, Sean. I think definitely with the decade of centenary is just gone, that finished in 2023, that gave the country a time to pause, reflect and discuss various aspects of Ireland's violent past and violent birth into independence. And part of that was discussing the place of people fighting in World War One. I think another part of that as well is people got really interested in family history in the last 10, 20 years. Shows like Who Do You Think You Are really excited people. And people realised then that maybe, oh, my great-grandfather, my great-uncle, my great-cousin was someone that died in World War One. We remember there's 6 million people, we don't know where they're buried or where they ended up after dying in the war. So
yeah.
it was a cataclysmic slaughter of people as well. And I think people kind of realised that and brought that human element, that human story to it. They were just numbers for a long time. And now people are maybe getting the name of that person. So it might be Private Sean Moncrief, Sergeant Brian Casey or whatever, and then trying to flesh out that person, putting the kind of story behind that person as well.
I wonder why your rank is higher than mine automatically, I let that one slide. The attitude towards wearing a poppy, has that softened at all? Because you could say, depending on what country you're in, it's interpreted as meaning something different.
It is. I think in Ireland it has softened in the last 10 years. I mean, the important context of the poppy is that it was inspired by a war poem in Flanders Field by Canadian Army doctor John McRae. And he had the opening line in Flanders Field, the poppies blow between the crosses row and row. But in the aftermath of Irish independence, there were recollections and stories of members of the Royal British Legion selling poppies being attacked in the streets in Dublin. Mm. People being attacked on the streets wearing the poppy. So I don't remember growing up myself in Galway, people wearing the poppy. We see it much more recently. Again, people doing their family histories, seeing what role their families played. They wanted to pay tribute to the family by wearing the poppy. But also I think people are trying to be respectful of those on either side of the equation. So there are people who wear the poppy to commemorate. There are those that don't wear the poppy. And I think there's maybe a respectful disagreement there very often that people are willing to respect each other's differences.
Somebody's sent in quite a long text, actually, that obviously they had a family member. They say, many Irish families, including my own, lost loved ones in the battlefields of Europe. The poppy is a simple way to honour their courage and to recognise the shared history of Irish service and loss. Today, the shamrock poppy is available as a distinctly Irish symbol of remembrance, combining the traditional red poppy with the shamrock to commemorate those from Ireland who gave their lives in war and to promote a message of respect, unity and peace. I wasn't aware there was a shamrock poppy.
I think Leo Varadkar wore it very soon after he became Taoiseach as a way of trying to acknowledge the different traditions and perspectives in Ireland as well, as a way of trying to find this unified approach to remembering the war dead. And of course, it's very difficult to find that simple unitary idea with the very complex history that Ireland has as well.
Yeah. In Glasnevin, is there some sort of commemoration for Armistice Day, or is it like for both World War One and World War Two?
It's both.
Yeah.
So what we had today an Armistice Day commemoration. Our Glasnevin Cemetery has the Republic of Ireland's only cross of sacrifice, which came about after World War One, again, to remember those that died, particularly those who we couldn't find the remains to give them a burial, for example. So that's the first part of it as well. That was erected in 2014, or now recently former President Michael D. Higgins unveiled it along with the Duke of Kent. It was a way of trying to normalise relationships between Ireland and Britain at this time. We also have various screen walls to remember the Irish that fought in World War One and fought in World War Two. And we have other memorials as well around various aspects of the various wars that Irish men and women participated in as well over definitely in the 20th century.
Yeah. Brian, thanks a million for coming in to talk to
us
today.
Thank you,
that was Dr. Brian Casey there, a historian and archives manager at Dublin Cemeteries Trust.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.